Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on a Friday morning, let's start in Germany, where that country is demanding that a top U.S. intelligence officer be expelled.
As you know, David, this is very rare. It almost never happens. It certainly doesn't happen with some of our closest allies, with whom we are spending enormous amounts of time and effort sharing confidential data. Because of that, something must have happened. We do know that when the incredible data came from Snowden, that showed spying on our allies and others, there was hell to pay politically in Germany. Part of what may be happening here has to be that the German people are ticked off and think that we have treated them with disrespect. And the second thing, we don't know. There has to be some precipitating thing that made the Germans so angry that they took this very rare, almost never seen step. And it isn't the only place that we're seeing this happen. In Bahrain, the U.S. representative comes in and, as they always do, talks to the opposition to the royal family. The royal family is from the Sunni group. Therefore, for the first time, because this has been standard operating procedure, we are saying, you can't talk to the opposition. This is what we're hearing. You can't talk to the opposition. And threw him out of the country. Well, this could be an epidemic. The New York Times has opined this morning that this is a terrible thing. But of course, when you lay down with snakes, you know what's going to happen. I mean, after all, who are our biggest partners in the Middle East? And they are the Saudis. So what do we know about that? Well, we know that the Saudis don't allow women to drive. We know that if a royal person marries somebody who is not royal, we execute them. Are these the kinds of people that we can really afford to have as our friends? And so if we don't say, okay, we won't talk to your opponents, which obviously scares them, and we know what happened with the Arab Spring and everything. It never really took off in Bahrain, but it could have. You got a royal family who's very worried about the whole thing. And if we don't go along with them, they throw our ambassador out. They're playing hardball. And now the question is, will the U.S. government play hardball back? Because if they don't, and the majority, which are the Shias, get into power, what will they do with the United States?
Alan, we haven't talked about it yet. There's been an effort, and Sarah Palin has now joined the impeach Obama crowd.
Well, you know, this is the danger of this kind of politics. If you're looking for the radical right, and Sarah Palin is one of them and a natural for the Tea Party, then you start to say, let's impeach the guy. Impeach him for what? He didn't lie. He's operating and expanding the presidency. And if we had impeached every president who ever tried that, everybody would have been up on the block. So the answer is, it's nonsense. They know it's nonsense. They know what they're doing.